Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Solly Hemus. Batting third. The first baseman, Harry Anderson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Rapulski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting sixth. The catcher, Stan Lopata. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Kaczynski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Robin Roberts. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Anderson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gorrell for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post. Morin reaches second base with a double. Banks moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kaczynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaczynski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards second. He must scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kaczynski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus misplays the ball. That's an error on Hemus. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ashburn. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Morin scores. Long goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Cubs. Jack Meyer now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson is walked intentionally. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kaczynski fields it and throws to second for the out. Taylor moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Gorrell hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopata hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Lopata reaches second base with a double. Rapulski moves to third. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kaczynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaczynski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaczynski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kaczynski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks is hit by the pitch. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Morin moves to third. It's 6-0, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Morin scores. Long moves to third. It's 7-0, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson is walked intentionally. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Drabowski hits a fly ball into left field. Rapulski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Kurt Simmons pinch hits for Jack Meyer. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemus hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Cubs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rapulski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, Cubs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lopata hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Warren Hacker now pitching. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kaczynski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. Walls reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kaczynski misplays the ball. That's an error on Kaczynski. Walls scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Morin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Cubs. Jim Hearn now pitching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kaczynski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Ted Kaczynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaczynski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaczynski hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly pinch hits for Jim Hearn. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ashburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gray now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Drabowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel is 0 for 4 in the game. Gorel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Drabowski moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rapolsky hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Long takes first base on ball 4. Morin moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Morin moves to third. Long moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Thompson is walked intentionally. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Drabowski hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Lopata hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 3 in the game. Post hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Post reaches second base with a double. Jones goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Cubs. Ted Kaczynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaczynski is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaczynski hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Johnny Gray. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 5 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kaczynski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a line drive into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2 for 5 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-5, Cubs. Bob Bowman now playing center field. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell now playing third base. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and Philadelphia Phillies, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.